adopted. We have one uncontested item this morning. Is there anybody in the audience or board that would wish to pull this item from a consent item calendar? Okay, seeing none, we have a consent item, which is R1 2017-0006, to consider adoption of proposed waste discharge requirements for the Redway Community Service District, WID. Seeing no interest in pulling it off, can I entertain and motion to adopt then, or to move?
So move to adopt the resolution R1 2017-006.
Patty, could you please call the roll?
Board Member Bedoya.
Aye.
Board Member Minton.
Aye.
Chairman Noren.
Aye.
Board Member Corbett.
Aye.
Board Member Gant.
Aye.
Board Member Giusti.
Aye.
All right, let the record reflect that. We have one action item.
Mr. Chair, may I have the opportunity to ask if there are any representatives of the Redway Community Service District here? May I share some thoughts with
sure.
The gentleman?
May I ask you, sir, can you come up and introduce yourself to us?
Good morning, my name is Cody. I'm the operations manager for the Redway Community Services District.
Thanks, Cody.
Thanks, Cody. I understand you're fairly new to the job, right?
Yeah, just started December 12th.
I just wanted to share with you, in our briefings yesterday, I shared several concerns I had with staff, and I wanted to share them with you, even though I voted to support it, because I understand you're new, I understand you don't have a ton of money to work with, I understand you're dealing with an older system, but to add weight to what your challenges are, I just wanted to be able to, you know, look you in the eye and tell you what some of my concerns were. Obviously, you've got an older system, and you know, you've got a suspended pipe.
Suspension bridge. Yeah.
Suspension bridge that you're trying to support. It struck me that there are a lot of possibilities for failure. You've got special pipes coming from the conservation camp and the YMCA camp. So I just wanted to, you know, stress that I realize that you're limited in what you can do today. I realize that money's always going to be a problem for you. But just, you know, as you have your wish list, you know, look 5-10 years down the road. Look for those sources of money that you can continue to upgrade a system that, in this, you know, every small municipality is dealing with this throughout our region. The older systems, infrastructure wear, and you know, maintenance costs are a challenge. The one big concern I did want to share with you was that the dewatered solids are disposed in a wooded area. And I understand that it's a fairly flat area. I understand that you've done what you can. I would encourage you to, you know, in a year like this, putting something out where it can be exposed to the elements, that just seems to offer a high risk for failure in the future. I understand that you had to react to a condition that you saw this year, but you know, again, work with staff, try and see how that can evolve into a better system of than just disposing of it out in a wooded area, because you know, we know this storm system season will end. We know there'll be another storm season someday in the future, just like there'll be another drought. So you know, I want to pat you on the back for doing a good job, but at the same time, just say, you know, in fact, it was staff that convinced me, because of your attitude and your willingness to work with them. Because I had asked staff, I wanted to pull this item, and because of the support they gave you and because of your willingness to work with them, convinced me that, you know, we're working with somebody that understands the challenges, is capable of putting together a time frame to address them, and stick to it, and I wish you well, sir.
Yeah, just to note, we're going to be looking at getting away from, potentially away from that land application with the Aramont bagger and the sludge thicker that we're going to put back online, too.
Yeah, so those are all shared with me.
Yeah,
so,
okay, good.
You know, good luck, and
thank you.
Just hang in there.
Thank you.
Cody, wait a minute. Got one more. John Corbett.
Yeah, I just wanted to stress we have language in there to develop a plan to deal with this. I'll just reaffirm that that's a significant requirement.
Yes. Yes. The requirement. Yeah. The plan is good.
Well, sometimes you can do a plan, not do a plan. I'm just saying here, it's pretty critical.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Cody, thanks a lot for coming up the highway this morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, we've got